In a world full of noise and endless distractions, the hardest thing to find is clarity. Here, we uncover the ideas, tools, and stories that help you focus on what truly matters so that you can live and work with purpose. I'm Stuart Hislop, and this is The One Thing Guy. Have you ever hit a moment where you thought, I cannot keep living like this? Something has to change. Now today, I want to talk about how to get your life together in a simple, practical steps. No fluff, no rocket science. And let's be real for a moment. Life is a lot. It can feel messy. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel amazing 1 minute and like it's slipping through your fingers in the next. Sometimes it feels like you're spinning your wheels, staying busy, but not actually moving. There comes a moment for many of us where we pause, we look at our lives and realize that we are busy. We're overwhelmed. We're exhausted. Yet the way we're living isn't sustainable. And it's in that moment it becomes clear that if anything's going to change, it has to start with you. Now, most of us hit that point more than once in our lives. That moment where you sit there and think, I need to do something different. I need to get my life together. So today, I'm going to walk you through the most practical and fundamental steps that you can take, no matter where you are, to reset, realign, and start moving your life in the right direction. What I'm going to cover isn't complicated. These are just basic fundamentals. And if you try to add more advanced strategies to your life, you need to master the basics. So I'm going to share with you five actionable steps. It's these five actionable steps that you can actually implement right today. You can go from now and you can start putting them in. So the first actionable step that I want to share with you is define what together means for you. Okay? Define what together really means for you. Now, what you need to do is you need to get radically clear on what you actually want. Now, it's not what your parents want or the people around you, society or social media told you what you want. You need to get absolute clarity on what you want in your life. Start looking a year, 3 years. Write it down. Start looking at someday and saying, hey, someday, and think big. Really think big. Dream big. Put all that information down. When I work with clients, I actually say to them, you know what? You've got this magic wand, little genie in a bottle. You give it a good old rub. It shines. It pops out and says, you have 3 wishes. What would you like? Well, it's quite clear. The genie is going to give you these wishes that's going to help you to define what you actually want, getting that clarity. And what you get out of it is, well, you're going to have unlimited funds. So you're going to have that little black credit card that when you tap it, actually, before you even tap it, it actually is approved. So whatever you want, you can actually have. So it's unlimited funds. The second is actually having a life that really just stays at the same age that you want it to be. So if you say, hey, I want my life to be 30 for the next 140 years, whatever the case may be, what is that age that you want? But you can never feel like your bones and muscles are feeling aged. You're going to live forever. All right. Now, I know this is extreme. And I know for a lot of people, they're going to think, okay, Stuart, this is taking me beyond what I feel comfortable. What I want to do is I want you to reprogram your subconscious mind to help it to say, hey, I want to remove that limiting belief. I want to think big. I want to dream that someday and actually then write it down. Now, once you actually get clear on what that looks like, and it actually is quite fun, share it with somebody, and then you start bringing it all the way back. You see, once you've written it down and you can see it and you can share it with somebody, and then you say, hey, let's have a look and see what it looks like in 5 years' time. What does it look like in 1 year's time? the closer you bring it to the current day, actually what happens is it becomes more realistic, but you can visualize it. You see, the whole key on defining what together means for you into the future is you cannot hit your target, your goal, your outcome if you cannot see it. You've got to be able to visualize it. So that's the very first one, is you need to get absolutely radically clear on what you want and not what anybody else wants. Here's the first one. Now, the second one is to now anchor your life to your core values. It's so, so important. When we work with clients and we start to identify and help them with their core values, you're going to start gaining even more clarity on your life. The actions that you take, sometimes you wonder, why did I do that? Well, if you know what your core values are, you're going to go, oh, that's the reason why I did that. I had the last bit of coins or cash in my wallet and I gave it to somebody else. Why? Well, one of your core values could be the person for giving and helping others. So what you need to do is identify your top 3 to 5 core values and define what each one of them looks like in your life. Now, how do we do that? Now, you can go and search on the internet, and there are many. You can even put it into any AI model and say, give me an array of, let's say, 100 top core values. It could even be of 150. Print all them out and then just slowly start going through them. What you must remember is you're going to have this vast array of words. These are these core values. Now, if it doesn't relate, you just cross it out. Okay. And once it gets down to that point where you've crossed out most of them and you're down to probably, I'm going to say you're going to end up with maybe 15 to 20 of them. Take those 15 to 20, put them on a new page and go through it again and say, hey, what does it actually relate? Does it relate to me? Think back in your past, things that you've done. What are those particular words that actually jump out at you? And that's when you're going to slowly start to decrease those numbers down to about 3 to 5. Now, once you've actually got them, you can actually have a look at each one of them. And actually, you're going to start feeling this, hey, now I understand myself a little bit better. I understand that when I go and do this, it's because of this core value that I believe inside of you. Now, just one thing as a side note, as your life progresses over the years, your core values, they can change slightly. You'll actually find that in your youth, if you're younger and listening to this, your core values will be very much on an adventitious. You actually want to explore because that's where you're at. But if you're somebody in their later years, you've actually settled down and you're very much focused on what you wanting to do. So those core values become a little bit more defined in settling down and actually going from there. So really sit down, find those core values and actually just look at each one of them and see how it relates. Now, I would also suggest once you identify those core values, go and do something a little bit creative with them. Create them onto a page where they've got all those names, all those words, and print it out. Have it laminated, and you have it as a poster. Put it in a nice little plaque. Put it up on the actual wall so that it reminds you every single day. Remember, this is not something that's created by somebody else. This is created by you. This is so, so important. It's created by you and it reminds you of who you really are. So that's the second one, is your core values and trying to find how they relate to your life as you're actually going forward. Now, the third one, and this one is something that is so, so, so important. You need to upgrade that inner dialogue, that little dialogue that is inside of your head. You see, that little dialogue inside of your head sometimes starts with these words, oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, I'm going to figure that out later. Or, no, I don't want to do that just yet. You see, it's that inner dialogue in your head that actually sometimes prevents you from actually going forward. In fact, it's what creates that limiting belief. And when you start seeing challenges, it actually puts you right at the door. And instead of going through the door, you actually turn your way and you go the opposite direction. You don't like the challenge. You don't like the change that comes out. So we need to have a look at that inner dialogue. We need to look at that little inner voice in our head that's consistently going, you know what, I have a little bit of fear. I don't want to do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't think I could do this just yet. I can't do this. And we need to change that dialogue to, hey, I can do this. I can definitely figure this out, and I can actually do this no problem. And yes, I can do this now. I don't have to wait going into the actual future. You see, when you start to change the way that little inner voice is in your head, it removes those limiting beliefs very slowly, not instantaneous, very slowly. It starts to remove them. And what you're going to start seeing is you're going to start seeing new opportunities, new challenges, and you're actually going to start feeling excited about them. When you can replace all of that in your head with all those positive affirmations and those positive thoughts, suddenly the actions become so much easier because you're not creating a level of fear inside of you. In fact, you're creating a level of excitement inside of you, which is so, so important as you're going through. So make sure that you're changing the way you're actually talking in your head. So quick little recap. Make sure that you're really, really clear on what you want. Okay, so really get that all down. Go through those core values so that you can actually identify the 3 to 5 and get them printed, put them on the wall, make them look good, and then have that inner dialogue change to something positive. Now, the great thing with just the first 3, once you do those, it actually starts to almost create this new energy inside of you. You can see your vision. You know why you're doing these particular actions to get towards that vision. And the inner dialogue in your head is giving you this positive thoughts and positive actions to say, yep, of course I can do this. And you just go out and you start doing that. So the first 3 are the primaries that we need to get sorted out. Now, when we go to the fourth tip, the fourth actionable, it's building a foundational daily habit. You see, once you've got this vision for the future and knowing why you're doing it, and you've got those positive affirmations and thought processes, we need to start creating the daily habits, those actions that's actually going to now start to support this change that you want in your life. Now, it's things like prioritizing your sleep. You need to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. You need to make sure that you're getting enough nutrition, eating healthy, removing all of those junk food emotional eating habits and replacing them with the nutritional eating habits. We need to get movement. We need to be able to move our body around so that we're actually getting blood flow through our system. We also need to start looking at our time management. Hey, what am I going to be doing in the morning? What am I going to be doing in the afternoon and the evenings? What am I actually going to be doing when I'm at work from 8 until 9, 9 until 10? Starting to visualize our days and almost getting to that point where we're looking at those activities and asking us, is it moving closer to our vision? Or is it actually moving us further away? So get that time management underway. And then also make sure that you've got some form of morning mindset practice. You see, when we're starting to change that inner dialogue, this is where those positive affirmations in the mornings really, really help. Hey, I can do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to achieve every dream that I ever thought of. When you have those positive affirmations inside of you and they're starting to build up and creating that as a habit, it starts to filter your day. You want to start your day in the positive way. And remember, it's these small, consistent actions that actually are going to start to compound into the massive life changes that you're actually wanting to have. So look at each one of these. Don't try and create something of, hey, I want to do some movement. I want to go and do 3 hours of gym every single day when you haven't been to the gym in the last 20 years. Start small. And just make each one of them into a very, very small habit. And once it starts feeling like, hey, this is just becoming natural, like breathing, then you can start to expand it and start to grow on all of that. So make sure that you're creating this foundation of these daily habits that's really going to build your life as you're going forward. So that's the fourth actionable tip that you can actually do. Start small so that you can get into that massive life-changing actions that go into the future. And then the fifth and final action, and this is something that you typically would do towards the end, whether I say end of the week, it can even be the end of the day, but generally end of the week, end of the month, end of the quarter, end of the year. And really what it is, it's an audit and evaluate where you are with your relationships. Okay. And it's so important to be able to do this because one of the things that we've actually come to realize, the people that we circle with, ultimately, we start to create our personalities, our habits, our core values and beliefs around the people that we circle with. Now, if their values are in contradiction to your values, you can see that you're going to feel very uneasy. You're going to almost feel like you're not part of something, but you want to be part of something because they seem to be great people. If they've got these habits, that really is starting to have negative effect on sleep, nutrition, their business, their family life, etc. And you're circling with them, those habits can overlap into you because you're going to see this as normal. So each week, month, quarter, you start to audit and evaluate all those relationships. Look at all the people that you spend time with. And look at those people that actually they start to drain you. When you're actually sitting with them, you actually at the end of it, you actually feel like you need to go to sleep. They just almost take all that energy out of you and you're just unable to go forward. Well, you need to start evaluating, identifying, and spend less time with those type of people. And you need to spend more time with the people that actually, that can challenge you. Hey, you need to do this. Come on, let's go. Let's go to the gym and let's just do the treadmill for 10 minutes. I'll pick you up at 6 and let's get there and do it. They challenge you. They support you through this particular journey. You see, having good relationships with someone, it is so, so important because it actually helps you to support the change that you want to make in your life. So too often, change isn't as a result of the activities that we're doing that's resulting for many of us. Change is actually changing the people that we circle with. It's one of those areas that if you can change the people that you circle with, those, and I'm referring to the people that are draining you and holding you back and pulling you down, when you can change that environment, what you're going to find is in that new environment with the people that are really positive and they're moving forward and they're supporting you, suddenly this journey that lies ahead becomes so easy. And I say easy, it just becomes so natural. And it's something that you're wanting to do on a daily basis, is you want to be circling with these people that when you sit down and you say, this is my vision, this is what I want to do, you don't want someone to say, oh, that's crazy. You're never going to do that. You're never going to be able to achieve that. That's crazy. Well, you don't want those type of people. You want the people that go, here's my vision. That's amazing. I cannot wait until you do it. Well, let's do it together. Let's actually see how we can actually go forward. And they support you with that. When you share your core values and they say, hey, that's a great idea. Let me do my core values. And when you start seeing that there's an overlap with your core values, you're going to find that your activities that you do together, they actually feel more energetic with each other. And when you're actually starting to remove that inner dialogue that is holding you back with all the negative talk, you'll find that they have positive talk and they start to inspire you. And what happens is you start to inspire them. And when you start having these inspirational conversations with each other, you get revitalized. You get energy that just goes through the roof. And it starts to build up inside of you. When you start to build that foundation of daily habits, it becomes daily excitements. You want to make sure that you're getting good sleep. You want to make sure that you're eating healthy. You want to make sure that you're doing some form of activity to get the blood flow. You get excited for your business, managing that time so you've got time for yourself. You've got time for your family. You've got time for your business. You want to have these morning mindset practices that just really get you geared up, that you want to go out and you want to start making this massive life-changing actions. And all of that is really, it gets built around, for many people, the relationships and the people that they circle with. So make sure that you do those audits, whether it's a week, whether it's every month, whether it's every quarter or every year. Have a look at those people, and it's those relationships that you can actually make those first changes with. And you can even, after this particular call, is sit down and do a quick evaluation and say, hey, wait a minute, this individual, I haven't spent a lot of time with them, but whenever I do, I get so much inspiration. I feel motivated to move forward. Well, make that change to spend more time with them. You see, I always end these sessions with a closing quote. And again, this quote really stood out for me. You don't get your life together all at once. You do it one clear decision, one honest habit, and one intentional day at a time. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to take each one of your days. I want you to reflect on your future, that vision. I want you to internalize those core values that becomes part of you. I want you to make sure that you've actually removing all of those inner dialogues. I want you to make sure that you're doing at least one of those habits a day, making sure that you speak to one person that elevates you and inspires you into the future. Because why? You don't get your life together all at once. You do it one clear decision, one honest habit, and one intentional day at a time. You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.